From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. World leaders at a climate summit in Copenhagen are now considering a new climate draft agreement that drops next year's deadline to have a legally binding deal on reducing greenhouse gas emissions. But according to the text, by the year 2050, the world should try to cut emissions 50% below 1990 levels. As the conference entered its final hours, President Obama pressed nations to make a firm and significant commitment to battling global warming.
It is in our mutual interest to achieve a global accord in which we agree to certain steps and to hold each other accountable to certain commitments.
President Obama and Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao sought to bridge their differences. The U.S. had long called on China to make its climate change efforts more transparent to the international community. Both countries are the world's leading polluters. On the sidelines of the summit, President Obama also said the U.S. and Russia were quite close to reaching a new arms control treaty. Jessica Gallagher has details.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Andrei Nestorenko says that Russian and American negotiators could agree to a New START treaty shortly. He went on to say that he hopes negotiators will be able to iron out the remaining details of the agreement later today. The previous treaty expired on December 5th. Both sides have been haggling over the details of the pact for the last several months. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov recently said the U.S. was bogging down negotiations by asking for additional documents. The U.S. and Russia hold 90% of the world's nuclear weapons. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
An infamous wrought iron sign that has become the symbol of Nazi inhumanity has been stolen from the main entrance to the Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland. Larry Miller has more.
The sign reading Arbeit macht frei, or Work sets you free, was stolen in the middle of the night. More than a million people who walked under that sign were killed in the Nazi gas chambers or through execution, starvation, disease, forced labor, and medical experiments. 90% were Jews. So far, there's no information on whether it was a prank or the motivation was political or anti-Semitic. Polish authorities denounced the theft, former President Lech Walesa describing it as unthinkable. Israel's deputy prime minister said it demonstrates once again hatred and violence against Jews. The Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem said the theft constitutes an act of war. The theft of the sign comes after the German government pledged $86 million to a fund dedicated to preserving the concentration camp. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 30 points at 10,278. NASDAQ was up 14 at 2,194. This is NPR News. The mid-Atlantic states are in for severe weather. Parts of western and central Virginia could get up to 18 inches of snow this weekend. Joe Pack is an assistant maintenance engineer for West Virginia's Division of Highways.
All of our crews are on standby. We have night shifts in each organization, so we will be working 24 hours a day.
Winter storm warnings are also in effect from the Carolinas and far eastern Tennessee to New Jersey. Also, parts of South Florida have received more than a foot of rain, triggering floods and stranding some drivers. A new report from an organization opposed to capital punishment says Texas and other states with high execution rates are sentencing far fewer inmates to death, a trend that is gradually reducing the death row inmate population across the U.S. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more on this story.
The Death Penalty Information Center says the number of death sentences imposed this year was 106, the smallest number since capital punishment was reenacted in 1976. In the 1990s, about 295 people were executed each year. 51 people were executed in 11 states this year. The center partly attributes the drop in executions and death sentences to fears of sending innocent people to their deaths. It also cites the high cost of the death penalty and laws that allow inmates to be sentenced to life in prison without the chance of parole. 9 men sentenced to death were exonerated and released this year. That's the second highest number of exonerations since the death penalty was reinstated, according to the report. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.